yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
On May 8, 2019, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced that his country was taking steps to ease its adherence to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, a nuclear deal struck between Iran and the P5 plus one. In a televised speech, Rouhani said that Iran would keep stockpiles of excess uranium and heavy water that is used in nuclear reactors.
به طرف مقابل اعلام کردیم که ظرف 60 روز اگر اونها پای میز مذاکره آمدند، یعنی پنج کشور، و با اونها صحبت کردیم و به نتیجه رسیدیم و منافع اصلیمون مخصوصا نفت و بانک به عنوان دو تا از منافع مهم اگر ما بهش دست یافتیم، بر میگردیم به نقطه اول. اگر در پایان 60 روز ما به نتیجه نرسیدیم، دو اقدام دیگر رو آغاز خواهیم کرد و اون دو اقدام این است که ما در برجام توافق ما بر این بوده که غنیسازی در سطح 3.67 نگه داریم. از این اقدام خودداری میکنیم، یعنی سطحی دیگه برای ما مطرح نیست. و دوم این که راکتور آب سنگین عراق که بنا بود با مشارکت کشورهای پنج به اضافه یک اون وقت در برجام نوسازی بشه، بعد از 60 روز ما نسبت به عراق هم تصمیم خواهیم گرفت که برنامه قبل از توافق برجاممون رو ادامه بدیم.
In a tweet, Iranian Foreign Minister reinforced Rouhani's words, saying world powers had a narrowing window to reverse the decision. Mohammad Javad Zarif wrote, On May 8, 2018, U.S. withdrew from JCPOA, violated UNSCR 2231, and pressured others, including E3, to do the same. After a year of patience, Iran stops measures that U.S. has made impossible to continue. Our action is within the terms of JCPOA.
I am announcing today that the United States...
Rouhani's speech coincided with the anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal last year and came amid heightened American economic and military pressure on Iran, including the deployment of an aircraft carrier to the Middle East. Tehran's intention to not fully abide by the terms of the JCPOA represented the strongest steps taken by Iran to respond to comprehensive economic sanctions imposed by Washington last year. The U.S. State Department has recently announced new restrictions on Iran's civil nuclear program despite protests by European allies. But how did the Islamic Republic and the P5 plus one group of countries reach the nuclear deal? The dispute over Iran's nuclear program arose in 2002 when the United States and some of its allies accused Tehran of trying to make nuclear weapons. Iran always insisted that its atomic program is only for peaceful purposes and that the West is using the nuclear case as to pressure the country. Iran and major world powers held many rounds of negotiations after that year to try to settle the dispute. In June 2003, Britain, France, and Germany began nuclear negotiations with Iran, but the U.S. refused to take part. In October that year, Iran voluntarily suspended uranium enrichment as part of an agreement with the three European countries. Iran also allowed snap inspections by the IAEA. In February 2006, Iran announced it will resume enrichment after the IAEA voted to refer Iran's nuclear dossier to the UN Security Council. The P5 plus one group was formed in June 2006 when the United States, Russia, and China joined the three EU countries in talks with Tehran. The UN Security Council imposed its first nuclear-related sanctions on Iran in December 2006. Until 2010, five more Security Council resolutions intensified anti-Iran sanctions. The U.S. and the European Union also imposed their own unilateral measures against the Islamic Republic. In May 2010, when talks between Iran and the P5+1 were showing little progress, Brazil, Turkey, and Iran announced their own nuclear fuel swap deal that came to be known as the Tehran Declaration. Under the deal, Iran agreed to ship over a ton of low-enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for fuel rods for its medical research reactor that produced much-needed radioisotopes. But the arrangement failed to work due to heavy U.S. pressure. In January 2011, nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 broke down and remained stalled for over a year. In August 2013, Hassan Rouhani became Iran's president and pledged to resolve the nuclear dispute through diplomacy. By then, Iran had about 20,000 centrifuges from just a few hundred in 2002. Iranian officials argued that sanctions have only led to the intensification of Iran's nuclear program and more centrifuges. Former U.S. President Barack Obama and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani spoke by telephone in September 2013. It was the highest-level contact between the two countries in decades. America's top diplomat John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif soon launched a major new push to settle the atomic dispute. And finally, on July 14, 2015, after 20 months of marathon talks that were perhaps unprecedented in international diplomacy, the six world powers and Iran announced a comprehensive atomic deal.
Today is an historic day. It is a great honor for us to announce that we have reached an agreement on the Iranian nuclear issue. With courage, political will, mutual respect, and leadership, we delivered on what the world was hoping for.
Days later, the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the international agreement. The JCPOA was hailed by the international community as an important diplomatic achievement. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was hammered out despite heavy pressure from pro-Israeli and Saudi lobbies in the United States. It ended the long-running dispute over Iran's nuclear program and recognized the nation's right to the peaceful use of nuclear technology. Under the deal, Iran agreed to voluntary restrictions on its atomic work. For instance, Iran agreed to voluntarily limit the number of centrifuges at its Natanz enrichment facility to 5,060 for 10 years. Iran's Fordow enrichment facility was turned into a nuclear physics and technology center. The over 1,000 centrifuges there now only produce radioisotopes for use in medicine. Iran reduced its uranium stockpile by 98% to 300 kilograms and pledged to keep that level for 15 years. Iran also committed to keeping the level of nuclear fuel enrichment at 3.67%. Iran agreed to redesign its heavy water reactor near the city of Arak. Based on the JCPOA, Iran is not allowed to build heavy water reactors for 15 years. In return for the steps undertaken by the Islamic Republic, the P5+1 group agreed to lift all nuclear-related sanctions. Part of Iran's frozen assets were released. The country was permitted to resume selling crude oil on global markets and reconnect to the global financial system. Iran also received assurances of cooperation in a variety of industrial and technology fields. In May 2018, Washington unilaterally withdrew from the landmark deal, although the International Atomic Energy Agency had constantly reaffirmed Iran's full compliance with the nuclear deal. Even with U.S. sanctions back in place, Tehran exercised utmost self-restraint and let the deal survive by giving the remaining signatories considerable time to compensate for Washington's withdrawal and guarantee Iran's interests. They promised to design practical solutions to normalize and promote economic cooperation with Iran. So far, they have shown to be good at paying only lip service to the commitments they made in the JCPOA. Now, Iran has informed them of its decision to suspend the implementation of some of its commitments. Under the JCPOA, the Islamic Republic is entitled to restore the balance between its rights and the obligations. Will the JCPOA, as the result of over a decade of intensive diplomatic efforts, survive another year? It depends, to a great extent, on how much the deal really matters to the remaining signatories.